Hello, wonderful people. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to you and your wonderful family, to your children, to your loved ones. Wow, we made it. Not only did we make it, but I mean, I can already see the faithfulness of God in this new year. We're only a week in, but already the Lord has been speaking in different ways. If there's a prominent thing that my husband and I have been hearing, it's that God wants to, this year, give us some upgrades. We've heard about open doors. We've heard about God restoring everything that the enemy has stolen. We've heard that God wants us to come up higher. And I remember last year, probably in October or November, one of the episodes I was sharing how, there's a lot of uncertainty, like how God wants us to thrive in us uncertainties. So one of the things that was said at church this morning is that this year is going to, there's going to be a lot of shakings, right? However, in the midst of that, I've come to realize that for us as children of God, it's like we live in a double reality. We live here, but we don't belong here. But because we're kingdom ambassadors and children of the King, we have access to the heavenly. We have access to a way of life, actually a reality that doesn't make sense to everyone around us. And that's just because we are in Christ and He is in us. So in the midst of all this shaking and uncertainties, God's desire and His plan is for His children to thrive. Why am I saying this? Because one of the things that I felt, the scriptures that I felt the Lord saying, praying to, is Isaiah 45:2. I'm going to read that in a few minutes. However, I just wanted to say, I know that the last episode we had right before Christmas was anointed with God's favor. Talking about Mary and the kind of favor, you know, that was bestowed upon her. And there is supposed to be one or two sequels to that, and they will come. However, beginning this year, this was the episode that I felt the Lord saying start the year with. Probably another one or two episodes, just scriptures that I felt the Lord laying on my heart that we're going to pray into. So for those that are expecting that sequel to Anointed to God's Favor, Anointed with God's Favor, it is definitely still coming. However, we're going to start the year out with some other prayers. Okay, so Isaiah 45:2, King James Version says, I will go before thee and make crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I believe this is the American Standard Version says, I will go before thee and make the rough places smooth. I will break in pieces the doors of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Okay, I'm trying to find, well, Amplified Version says, I will go before you and level the mountains. So think about hindrance, think about barriers, think about things that have held us back, things that have not allowed us to scale through, like things that have just stopped us. It says, I will break in pieces the doors of bronze. Okay, it doesn't matter how strong they are, the hindrances, and cut asunder the bars of iron. I am trying to find a translation that kind of breaks it down in plain English. Let's try the International Children's Bible. I will go before you and I will make the mountains flat. I will break down the bronze gates of the cities. I will cut through the iron bars on the gates. So limitations. It's almost like when you have a barricade, things that are, I'm thinking heavy things that are stopping us, right? The Lord says He's going to make the mountains level. Is going to completely demolish any obstacles and make the way smooth for us. Finally, the Message Version. And as usual, it's longer because it puts the few verses before into context. God's message to his anointed, to Cyrus, whom he took by the hand, to give the task of taming the nations, of terrifying their kings. He gave him free rein, no restrictions. Come on, free rein, no restrictions. He says, I'll go ahead of you. Come on, we need the Lord to go ahead of us this year, clearing and paving the road. I'll break down bronze city gates. Woo! Smash padlocks, kick down barred entrances. And I'm going to go further. He says, I'll lead you to buried treasures, secret caches of valuables. Yes, Lord. Confirmation that it is, in fact, I, God, the God of Israel, who calls you by name. And if I were to continue, it's because of my dear servant Jacob. Actually, my dear servant Deborah. Ephelua, my chosen, those are my names, by the way, that have singled you out, called you by name, and given you this privileged work. I could go on and on, but here we just, we're going to pray that as we enter into this new year, that every obstacle, every barrier, every padlock, every blockage, every entrance that has been barred will be kicked down and smashed. Every gate's broken, anything and everything that is crooked or has restricted us or is a hindrance. So we're going to pray and speak that over us and over our children, over the entire family, because I know that we all are working towards some breakthrough and believing in God to break down barriers for us this year, right? So Father, you are worthy, worthy, worthy. First of all, we just want to thank you. Abba, Father, hallowed be thy name. We bless you. We give you glory. We honor you. We thank you for being our Father, for being our friend, for being our lover, for being our provider, for being our restorer, for restoring hope, for restoring joy, for restoring life, just for all the things that you are to us, and for especially for who you are. For all the things that you do for us and for who you are, gracious, loving, tender, kind, slow to anger, abounding in love, generous, all that and so much more you are, Father. So your daughters, your sons, we have come to say thank you. We have come to bless your name. We have come to honor you. We have come to tell you how much we love you. We have come to tell you that life makes no sense without you. That without you, Lord, we are nothing. That without you, we can accomplish nothing. That we owe it all to you. Our lives, our families, our children, everything that we have and that you have given unto us, we owe it all to you, Abba. We owe it all to you, dear Father. We owe it all to you, gracious God. And we bless your name because you're worthy. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your tender mercies, Father. Thank you for preserving our lives from destruction. Thank you for shielding us, even when the enemy came at us with everything he had. Thank you for being our shield and our protection. Thank you for being our covering. Thank you for being life to us. Thank you, Lord, that we have the privilege to say that it's in you that we live and move and have our being. Thank you for forgiving us of all our trespasses, Father. Even when we just go astray and act wildly and say things that we shouldn't say as your children, we thank you for your mercy. We just thank you, Father. You're worthy. Worthy to be glorified, worthy to be glorified. We lift your name on high. We lift the banner of Jesus and we say, yes, you are King. Yes, you reign. You reign forever and ever, King of glory. We worship and we bless your name. We give you all the glory. Lord, we pray that in this year 2024, that we step into our upgrades, Father. We decree and declare concerning our families, concerning our marriages, concerning our finances, concerning our children, Father. We decree that this year every crooked path and every crooked place is made straight, is made smooth. In the name of Jesus, we decree that this year Nothing holds us back. In the name of Jesus, that this year we move by your Spirit, that our children move by your Spirit, that no weapon that is fashioned against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises against us, we condemn in the name of Jesus. We decree, Lord, that as we continue in this year, that you go ahead of us, clearing and paving the road. Clearing and paving the road, Father. We decree that in this year, we walk into our breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, we walk into the supernatural treasures that you have for us. Father, we decree that every bronze gate, every bronze gates be broken down. In the name of Jesus, every padlocks be smashed, every barred entrances be kicked down for us and for our children. At every point in time, wherever we find ourselves, Father, everything that is a hindrance or a restriction, everything that has locked us away from the treasures that you have for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we continue in this year, Father, we decree that it is completely broken down. In the name of Jesus, it is completely broken down. We thank you, Lord, that this year our path is laced with the King's treasures. Every step we take, Father, now we encounter your blessings, Father, like never before. In the name of Jesus, we decree, God, that even all the years that have been stolen, all the years that the cankerworms have eaten, that the locusts have eaten, we decree that this year there will be a restoration, a full restoration and a full restitution, not just for us, even for our children and for our children's children and for generations yet unborn. In the name of Jesus, we decree that our families, our marriages, our children, even prodigals, Father, that they will be restored and there will be restitution. In the name of Jesus, we decree that our finances are restored and restituted. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord, that this year 2024, you're leading us to buried treasures, to secret caches of valuables. In the name of Jesus, that the treasury of heaven is wide open upon us, that the heavens are open upon us, God, and your favor speaks for us everywhere we go. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for supernatural alignments, oh God, and relationships and resources, God, like we have never seen before. We decree concerning our lives and our families, God, that when they say there is a casting down, we will say there is a lifting up, God, because you, Lord, are the one, you exalt our horns, Father. You lift our heads, Father. You are our glory and the lifter of our heads, Father. So we just continue. We commit this year into your hands, God. We will break barriers, Father. In your name, God, we will leap through walls, God. In the name of Jesus, we will run through armies, Father, because of your grace and your strength upon us. We decree and declare that it is done today on earth as it is in heaven. Not just for us, for our children, God. We will see them have major breakthroughs in every area. In every area we decree and declare, in their friendships, in their emotions, Father, in their academics, in their career, Father, in their social life, in everything that pertains to them. Lord, we give you glory because we trust your word. We give you praise because we know that you're a good, good Father and that you have already finished what you started, that this year is going to end even exponentially much more than it started, Father. We give you praise that we abound on every side and you cause us to prosper in every way. Blessed be your name, God. We thank you. What a beautiful, anointed, great start to our year, guys. Please keep praying. Pray over and over. Keep praying that scripture. I am so sure that God is doing something marvelous. So let's continue in this might. The Lord is amazing. He is good to us. Let's keep praying and declaring and decreeing the scripture because we will see it come to pass. If you stumbled here, if you haven't given your heart to Jesus, I'm inviting you into the most amazing, flourishing, exciting, beautiful, glorious, Oh, I mean, fantabulous, whatever amazing words you can think of. Jesus is all that. He is all that and more. So I'm just inviting you to accept Jesus into your heart. He already did it all. He gave his life for you on the cross. All you have to do is ask him to come into your heart. Is to believe that he really died for you and rose again. To confess your sins to him and to declare that he is Savior. And if that is you, I just ask you to repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I acknowledge that you are good. I acknowledge that you're Lord and Savior and that you died for me on the cross. I ask you to come into my heart. I believe that you are the Savior of the world. I confess my sins. Please have mercy on me. Help me to turn into a new being. And I invite you to come into my life fully today and every day of my life. I declare you as my Lord and Savior today and forever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If that was you, welcome to the family. We love you already. You can email me at dvayodele@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I encourage you to start studying the scriptures. Trust me, the Holy Spirit will be there to help you. But also find a Bible-believing church so you can grow together with other family members in Christ, right? God bless you. I hope to see you guys very soon. May the Lord bless and keep you, and talk to you soon. Bye.